On the Vermont Sports Network, this is the Cat's Den. Now, here is your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? It is the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. We go up until 6:30 tonight, and then it is Coyotes and Bruins from Boston. You can always get in on the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. Pumped about this show because we've got something a little bit different. Kathy Rahill, who is an athletic administrator at UVM, is going to join us about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk about some of the initiatives that UVM athletes are doing off the fields of play towards this holiday season. I'm pumped up right now about this Catamount basketball team. They're 7-3. They're winners of four consecutive games. They beat Harvard 71-65 this past Saturday. They're going to take on Northeastern. Anthony Lamb had 37 points. Anthony Lamb is a special player. We've known that from the minute he stepped foot on campus, from the minute he played his very first game in a Catamount uniform. For the first time he wore the green and gold, the yellow, the black, whatever jersey they wear, Anthony Lamb plays well. What I've enjoyed about Anthony Lamb this season is, one, the diversity of his game. And I've told you this before, but it becomes more and more evident every time Anthony Lamb plays well that just the diversity in his skill set is there and it's very, very real. 14 of 22 he was from the floor on Saturday night. At one point, he had 16 consecutive points for UVM all to himself. Well, he hit five threes, and he got to the line eight times. Okay, he's showing you he can play outside, he can play inside, he can play back to the basket, he can shoot it from the outside, he can get rebounds and put it back up, and he can create contact, craves contact, and gets to the line. There aren't too many players at the mid-major level who can do that. Generally, when you're at the mid-major lexicon and you have a really good player, it's a guard, for the most part. Okay? You're able to get a guard who can just light it up from outside. Why? Because they're not the biggest guys. Okay? America East doesn't get 6'8 guys routinely. They don't get 6'7 guys routinely. So the 5'10 guy who can light it up from three, the 6'1 guy who can light it up from three, that guy becomes the hero in March. Anthony Lamb is 6'7. You don't see that very often. And when you do see 6'7 in the America East, often it's someone who doesn't have the pure athleticism of a guy like Anthony Lamb. He is a rare breed for this league. He is a rare breed for this team. And I hope you guys are enjoying watching him because he is that special to what the Catamounts do here. And they're going to have him for another year. And John Becker says that their goal in recruiting is try to get a better version of a player they already have. So, hey, you saw Trabell Haynes last year. Really darn good. Can you recruit someone who's a little bit better than Trabell Haynes? It's going to be hard to replace a guy like Anthony Lamb when that time comes. But we know the coaching staff for the Cats is out trying to do just that when they're on the recruiting trail. But this guy's a rare breed. He doesn't come around often. He doesn't come around every season. I hope you guys are enjoying it because that 37 points carried UVM. They only had two players in double figures. We've talked a lot about the balance in scoring that's needed for UVM. Well, Ernie Duncan, Anthony Lamb were the only ones in double figures. Steph Smith didn't play well. Isaiah Moll didn't play well. Everett Duncan, I think, had nine, but he didn't get into double figures. So there was no third option on Saturday night against Harvard. What Anthony Lamb did is really one of the – I think it is the most impressive individual performance that I've seen since I've been watching the America East. I know Taylor Coppenrath had 38 back in the day. I'm not saying it's the most impressive. Reggie Lewis, I'm not saying it's the most impressive performance ever in the America East. So don't come at me with some stat from 98 and don't come at me with some stat from 2006. Since I've been watching the America East since 2013-ish when I first started really following the conference and working at UAlbany and now working here and following UVM, that is the most dominant performance I've seen. Jameel Warney at Stony Brook might have had one that kind of reveled in that because it's just impressive what he could do with pure strength, but he wasn't the player that Anthony Lamb is. He didn't have anything outside. He couldn't shoot free throws. He could do nothing with the ball in his hands, nothing outside of an 8-foot area. Anthony Lamb, 5 of 9 from 3, gets to the line 8 times, plays back to the basket, plays defense, multiple block shots a game, it feels like, and is able to get the ball on the glass and go back up. It's a pretty good passer, too. And the other thing I love about Anthony Lamb is his humility. every time he's named the player of the game and our broadcaster Jake Marsh goes to talk to him, he always tries to frame the question in a different way. Anthony, how did you play so well tonight? And the first thing he wants to say is he's always giving his love to his teammates. And it's something that Anthony Lamb is just built that way. Okay, and it's cliche and it's old-fashioned to say, oh, he's just a good kid. But you know what? He's just a good kid. He's willing to give credit to his teammates. He understands that if his teammates are hitting, he can't be doubled as easily, and he knows that allows him to score. He understands that if he is being doubled, his teammates are going to hit, and then that's going to reopen things for him because teams now do have to respect the guys that have been hitting. He's never looking for the attention. He's never looking for the credit, even though it's all there for him to take. He's probably going to win the America East Player of the Year. Stony Brook's had a great start. I can't tell you every single player on Stony Brook and what they're doing. But for my money, Anthony Lamb is the best player in this league, and he's one of the best mid-major players in the country. He's already on the mid-major player of the year watch list. 802-655-6672 if you want to get in. Town Fair Tire text line 802-655-6672. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Kathy Rahill. She is a member of the UVM Athletic Department. She will join us. She will talk to us about some of the really special things that the Catamounts are doing as we head towards the holiday season. All that and more, that's next on the Cats 10, 101.3, the game.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
With fall here and winter fast approaching, Speeder and Earl's Coffee wants to remind everyone to drink more coffee. Speeder's has been providing Vermonters with specialty coffees for over 20 years. Whether you're a fan of fair trade, organic, flavored coffee, or that hard-to-find varietal, regular or decaf, we've got you covered. You can find us in Burlington on Pine Street, on the UVM campus, and at fine restaurants and bakeries. Our beans can be found at markets and co-ops throughout New England or speederandearls.com.
National Life Group, our vision is to bring peace of mind to everyone we touch. It's been that way for over 170 years. Whether it's our policy owners, agents we work with, or those we support in our communities, we're committed to doing good because we know doing good is good business. To learn more about the good National Life does, visit our website or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Short on time, shop online.
Short on time, shop online.
Short on time, shop online.
Touch again, my holder.
Short on time, shop online.
Short on time, shop online.
Hey, short on time, shop online.
That wasn't that hard, was it?
Come to Handy Toyota St. Albans, where we treat people great and our deals won't be cheap.
Short on time, shop online
at HandyCars.com.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
We're here to talk about Monument Farms Dairy. A lot has changed since we started this family-owned business back in 1930. But one thing that hasn't changed is the quality of products at Monument Farms. We produce and grow our own crops, raise and milk our own cows, and process and package all our own products. No growth hormones and no preservatives. Just delicious, great-tasting milk. Folks come from all over to try it. Local, fresh, healthy, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont. That's Monument Farms Dairy.
Get your Catamount questions in now at 802-655-6672 on the Town Fair Tire text line. It's the Cat's Den with Brady Farkas on 101.3 The Game at 1013thegame.com.
Welcome back here in the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Every single Tuesday night we do this, 6 o'clock, all things Catamounts from all angles. We only go up until 6:30 tonight because Bruins hockey on the ice in Boston as they take on the Phoenix Coyotes. It is the holiday season. We often hear about people around the holidays doing good for others in their communities. Well, UVM Athletics does good for their communities all year round, not just the holidays. And UVM Athletics has become very, very big in rallying around mental health and understanding mental illness. And we saw this a lot last year on the men's basketball team. Trey Bell Haynes was kind of at the forefront of this athletically. I want to learn more about what the Catamounts are doing right now on the TikTok Toolers guest line. Let's go out and talk to Kathy Rahiel. She is on the athletic administration at UVM, an associate athletic director for student athlete development, also academics as well. Kathy, thank you for being with us. How are you?
Great, Brady. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I mentioned Trey Bell Haynes. He was very, very big in the Student Athletic Advisory Committee, and he was always posting about things that Catamounts were doing to help raise the profile and understanding of mental illness. Why did this become the cause that UVM Athletics has started to champion?
Yeah, great question. Well, Trey Bell Haynes and Kelly Lennon, who both were on our SAC committee last year, really built a great deal of momentum among our student athletes around this topic of mental health. They felt like, and many of their peers felt like, they were seeing more and more of their friends and community members really struggling with mental health issues. And if you look at the national data on this, this is not just happening on our campus. Researchers are really finding that more and more students and student athletes are using counseling centers on college campuses. So they really wanted to step up and make a difference on a local level here at UVM. But what's great is their initiatives and their passion really got to the conference level, and I think we're going to talk about more about that tonight.
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk about that right now, actually, because, as you said, the America East has gotten behind this issue. And you guys, along with the conference, have helped develop an initiative called Better Together. I don't know exactly what the final details are on that, but it seems very, very interesting and very, very progressive. Explain a little more.
Yeah, it's great. So the conference stole the idea from UMBC. So last year, UMBC put on what they called at the time, the color games, where they divided their student athletes up into different groups by color, you know, red, blue, pink. And they had them all competing against each other for fun. But the theme of the event was to really focus on education and awareness around mental health. So as we learn more about that, we created a committee at the America East level. So there was an America East mental health working group that was comprised of ADs, and Kelly Lennon was on the committee, myself, and some coaches, just to talk through what were the issues we were seeing on our campuses, how from a conference level could we maybe try to mitigate some of these issues. So we decided as a conference to steal UMBC's idea and come up with this idea called Better Together, the Better Together Initiative. So what we're doing this year is all of 9 of our conferences are going to be hosting Better Together games where we focus on sort of an intramural, fun, all-student-athlete competition of fun games, a time to get together and, you know, play dodgeball and play some other games, but really focus on weaving in the ideas of destigmatization around mental health issues and awareness. So it's an event really to get everybody together and to be able to talk about real issues while also having fun. It's really impressive to me that the conference has taken such a great stand on this issue. They right now are working on a new initiative called America East Voices, where they're inviting student athletes who want to come forward and tell their stories around their own mental health concerns and things that they've been working on. They're going to be releasing later on today the story of a UMBC, I think, female soccer player who talks about having panic attacks and how she has worked through those and what resources she uses on campus to help her. So again, this effort to talk about it like, you know, it's another type of injury, to help others realize they too can talk about it if they want to and that there's so many resources out there. So it's really a great collaboration from the student athletes all the way up through the conference, and I couldn't be more happy to be a part of it. It really feels like a great effort.
Kathy Rahill of the UVM Athletic Department with us here, Associate Athletic Director, Student Athlete Development and Academics here on the Cats Den on 101.3 The Game. Kathy, do we know where the Better Together games are happening? Do we know when? I'm picturing a conference-wide Olympics.
That's a really good idea. Maybe we'll do that next year. No, we don't have dates yet, but our SAC group, our Student Athlete Advisory Group here at UVM, will come up with a good time that doesn't conflict too much with our spring sports. So sometime, hopefully, February, March, we'll get together and host these games. And my hope is to have, you know, our head coaches be officials in the games and really make it a full departmental effort.
You know, you haven't been in college athletics super long. Before that, you worked at the Howard Center in Burlington. But have you heard from any of your constituents in the conference, perhaps, about how the issue of mental health has become more of a priority on college campuses, especially as it relates to the athletic department? I graduated college in 2012, and I didn't go to a school as big as UVM, but I played sports, and we didn't have any of those kind of resources available.
Right.
So I feel like it's been something that's really progressed within the last couple of years.
You're absolutely right, Brady. Yes, I'm in my 8th year and did work at Howard Center. I had the privilege to work at Howard Center for the years prior to being here, which was a great way for me to learn prior to entering here. You're right. I think what's working really well is that we're having more and more professional athletes, you know, Michael Phelps and others, coming out and talking about their stories, because it's really creating a space for other athletes, especially student athletes, to say, wow, my role model, you know, someone like him who's an Olympic athlete, is coming out and talking about his depression or anxiety. Maybe I could do that someday, or maybe I could help my friend who wants to get help. So it is a little bit more recent. I think the NCAA is paying more attention to it because more of these national figures are coming out and talking about their own issues. I think that there also is an evolution of what we're expecting of coaches and athletic departments around how we support the holistic student athlete, which I think is where we should be. You know, it's not just X's and O's. It's not just their classroom grades. We care about these young people as human beings, and just like all other students that come to our campuses, sometimes they come with personal issues, and we need to support them in every way that we can, using our resources on campus and using the networks that we have nationwide.
Kathy, I'll get you out of here on this, and maybe you don't know the exact answer, but it's something I'm curious about. As you talk with student athletes and you get to know them on a personal level, do you think that causes like this and causes like, you know, what UVM is involved in, has that kind of, I don't want to say change someone's career path, but has anyone felt inspired to say, you know what, I like this at the college level, now maybe I want to do this on a professional level when I get out of UVM?
You mean like become a counselor?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so. I mean, I think Kelly Lennon's a great example. She was a swimmer here, and she, along with Trey, really worked through and creating our rally around mental health initiative and really helped create Catamount Sports Psychology and Counseling, which we now have 2.5 professional staff members here full-time supporting student-athletes around their mental health. So I think that, yes, you're definitely on to something, and I think when student-athletes leave here, they often don't look back and remember how many wins or losses they had. They look back at the relationships they had and the impact they had. And initiatives like this, where maybe one person in the room after a mental health awareness event, maybe one person is touched and realized that they can get help, I think that that can have a lasting impact on everyone who helped craft these types of things. So definitely, these are very meaningful and serious initiatives for us. And we're still learning, and a lot of our learning comes from the great work of our student athletes. But it's something that we will continue to work on and hope that we can continue improving and providing more supports for our student athletes.
Kathy Rahill, Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development Academic Affairs at UVM, talking with us today on the Cat's Den about all the work being done by Catamount Athletics and Catamount athletes for the causes around mental health and the Better Together games. Kathy, we appreciate the time, perspective, and it's nice to go off the court, off the ice, off the fields for a segment and learn about what else UVM is bringing to the table, because it certainly is impressive. Kathy, we appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Brady. Have a great holiday.
You too as well. 802-655-6672 if you want to get in on that topic. A couple minutes left. Bruins hockey against the Coyotes is coming up at 6:30 with the pregame show. Very impressive. And I know we spend a lot of time here talking about X's and O's, talking about coaching and talking about recruiting and talking about this and that related to, you know, the conference standings and the league as a whole and all that. And that is all great. And I live for that stuff. I enjoy talking about it, but that's a good story. That's a good story. What UVM athletes are doing, what UVM athletics is doing, how the narrative is changing in this country about mental health and how it's, you know, being treated as a, you know, it's being destigmatized. Kathy said it best. We're trying to treat it like it's any other injury. And UVM's made the commitment. Now, two full-time people on staff. Again, I went to a smaller college. I went to a Division III school that didn't have the resources of a UVM. It's never possible at a Division III school to have the resources of a major Division I program. But it's nice to know that these universities care, and that in the 6 years that I've graduated college, it's different, because kids do deal with real issues. It's not just a problem over there or for that guy or for that girl or for that kid or for someone from this background. It hits everywhere. And you're seeing that at the professional level. DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Love, these people have come out and spoken about their mental health and about their own issues. I read an unbelievable story from a former Celtic, and man, now I don't even remember who it is. It was a guard, and he was a fairly recent player. It was in the Players Tribune. It was unbelievable. One of the more incredible things I've ever read, and about his own mental health and the battle that was waging within him, and about how he walked in to Danny Ainge's office, and I'm going to have to look it up now. If you remember it, you can get on in, 802-655-6672. But it's great that Catamount athletes are at the forefront of this cause, and Kelly Lemon, Trey Bell Haynes, they were two that we followed a lot on social media over the last 2 years. They were big in the Student Advisory Committee, the Student Athletic Advisory Committee, or SAC, as they call it, S-A-A-C. But UVM Athletics absolutely deserves credit for what they are doing, because I think what the America East is doing is innovative, and UVM is certainly at the forefront of that. So kudos to everybody in the America East and everyone at UVM Athletics. All right, hey, that will do it for us. Remember, we're going to be at the Burger Bar tonight, 7:30 to 9:30 for trivia. Tons of prizes, $3 switchbacks. And then, while you're at trivia, you know what you can do? You can go on to ChamplainValleyAuction.com and get some of your Christmas presents to shop for also. Because I'm telling you, some of these things on ChamplainValleyAuction.com, they're 50% of their usual price. I told you, the $250 room at the Stoveflake, starting bid, $100. I've done it. Hot tub, restaurant, bar, sightseeing. It's all there in Stowe, and it's there for the taking. And I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to keep you out of the doghouse. It's there for you. It's there for her. And that's what really matters around the holidays. Keep her happy. She will love it. ChamplainValleyAuction.com. We'll see you tomorrow again, everybody. It's 101.3 The Game.
No one has a say.